Okay, today's daf is Yevamos daf Samach Zayin, and we started yesterday the parak of Almana LeKohen Gadol. Today's daf, the Mishnayos talk about the effect that a fetus has on her the ones that are around the fetus regarding Achilas Truma. What happens about if a woman is pregnant and the first case, Bas Yisrael, Shanisa is LeKohen, Bas Yisrael is married to a Kohen, the Kohen dies, and she's pregnant. So we know the halacha usually is if a Bas Yisrael has a child from the Kohen, so that she can still eat Truma. If she doesn't have any child from the Kohen, the halacha is she goes back. And the opposite, if she's a Bas Kohen and she does not have a child, then she can go back and eat Truma in her father's house. If she has a child, that the child is makes her and anchors her in the world of Yisrael, therefore she wouldn't be able to eat. So that's the halacha of a born child, a yilud. But the question is, what about an ubar? What about a fetus? Right? What's the status? So the Mishnah, ironically and fascinatingly, says that if goes through the details, but if the ubar, if the fetus has rights in the servants that are left, in the avadim, so then those servants possibly would not be able to eat, because some of those servants are owned by the fetus, and a fetus is not ma'achil. A fetus does not allow the rights of his servants, of his property, to be able to eat truma. That's the discussion in the Mishnah. And the Gemara gives two different ideas. Number one, maybe in ubar, even in the inside a bas kohen, but if the father is Yisrael, so then. Or the opposite, if ubar, but may I zara zarhu, if the mother's a zara, even if the father's a kohen, kahuna only starts at birth. Maybe in utero, the baby is still called a Yisrael. Fascinating, not for now. And the other pshat is yulud ma'achil, she'en yulud eno ma'achil. If a one-year-old child is born, only that's the stage where he could be ma'achil and allow his servants to eat, but not otherwise. So there are many different halachas regarding a fetus. Could a fetus be kona? Could somebody, the Gemara talks about, hamazakel ubar kana, lo kana, if I buy something on behalf of an unborn fetus. So does that property belong to the fetus? Could the fetus own something? Today we're going to talk about a fascinating discussion, and that is, could you marry a fetus? Could you marry a fetus? How could you marry a fetus? You could marry a ketana. A man goes over to another man and gives him money to marry his ketana. Hariyam mukudeshes. Bitcha, it's a question about what you say, but that's possible, right? That's called kiddushe ketana. What about a fetus? If a man goes over to another man and says, I want to marry your daughter who's not born yet. Is your wife pregnant? Good question. But does that work? Where does this come up? The Shvus Yaakov at the following Shaila. So you think it never comes up. We're going to go backwards in time a little bit. We're going to start with the 1700s, go back to the 1500s, then go back to the 1200s. Says the Shvus Yaakov, Rabbi Yaakov Reicher, starting in the 1700s. Chela Gimelsim Kuf Yud Ches. And this is not a made-up story, clearly. B'mishte Hayayin Kitov Libam. There was a party going on. B'mishte Hayayin. Kibel Echad Mechaveiro Kiddushin Lebito Kishetelid Ishto Nekeva Shahaisa Ishto Muberes. Right, Reuben and Shimon. So Reuben goes over to Shimon. It seems like they're a little tipsy. They're clearly not totally stone drunk, because then what they do has no halakhic ramifications. If they have no das, if they're totally like a shota, a kishachruso shalot. No, but they have das. They're a little tipsy. So what happens? Reuben goes over to Shimon and gives Shimon money and says, this is kedushin for the daughter that your wife is going to give birth to, because your wife's pregnant. Okay? So that's what Reuben does. V'yacharkach, and then they get, I guess the wine wears off, and Reuben realizes, I want to marry your daughter that's already born already. I don't want to marry the daughter that's unborn yet. There's an older sister. That's the one that I want to marry. V'yacharkach shidcha atzmo and bito hagdola. He wants to marry the daughter who's older already before her unborn sister is born. Is that an issue? The Shvus Yaakov was asked. Because maybe he's already married to the unborn child and now he's marrying Acho's Isha. And therefore he wouldn't be able to marry this woman. Inema. Do ulai teleid ha'isha nekeva. Maybe, we don't know if she's going to have a boy or a girl. Right, maybe she'll have a girl. V'nimsa de'ein kiddushin tovsim b'achosa. And then you can't be married to the one that's alive b'chaya hayeled. Tahavi alav v'isr daraisa. Achos arusaso. Because otherwise there would be an isr daraisa. So what do you say? I'm sorry, Shulchan Aruch have an answer? the first volume. So the question is, so does this have ramifications? So let's work backwards. So the Shmos Yaakov says, it's a Pashat Shaila. What's the Shaila? Of course, it's a Shulchan Aruch. It's a Shulchan Aruch, and of course, he cannot marry the older sister, because the Shulchan Aruch says Beferish, that at least we're Choshesh for the Shita, that you can marry a fetus. So what exactly is that discussion? So now we'll go back to the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says, in the beginning of Evan Ezer, in Simin Mem, the Shulchan Aruch talks about here, HaMekadish Lachar Zman, Uko Lachar Shetele. HaOmer, Sif Ches. Last Sif in Simin Mem in Evan Ezer. HaOmer L'Chavero. Sounds unusual, but it's Halacha. In Tele Nishtacha Nekeva, let's back up for a second. Remember, even Kedusha Ketana are unheard of Bizman Hazeh. We already know that, but Tosfos, we pointed out the Tosfos in the past, Tosfos, the beginning of the second Perek of Kedushin, says it's really Michazdei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Michazdei HaTorah. Because nowadays we can't fathom it because people don't get married before 18, 20, 22. But even 150 years ago, people got married at 14, right? You speak about it in certain circles. So to get married at 12 is not such a stretch. And imagine that things were different a couple hundred years ago. Tosfos was writing Bismana Crusades. Tosfos says, if somebody has enough for a dowry to give to their daughter, to get somebody to commit to marry them and support them for the rest of their lives, their relationship, we don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. And if you have the possibility of doing Kedusha Ketana nowadays, says Tosfos, we jump on the opportunity. So again, nowadays it's illegal and abusive, and it would never be done. But at least the possibility exists in the days, in certain times in history. The Torah is written for the infinite wisdom. So again, we're not talking about Lamaisa this being done today, but we're talking about the conceptual messages. So again, Shulchan Aruch says, Homer l'chaveirom teili nishtachana keva teimu kudeshes li. Eino klum. First day, a man goes over to another man, your daughter is married to me, your unborn daughter, it's meaningless what he said. Eino klum. Ule harambam viksas mefarshim. But then continues the Shulchan Aruch, but according to the Rambam, im haisa eishas chaveirom mu'uberes v'hukar ha'ubar. But if she's already pregnant and hukar ha'ubar, the fetus is already recognizable. That usually means after the first trimester, after 3 months, habas mekudeshes. The marriage works. V'tzorach lachzor l'kacha me'avia lachar shateled. And after the baby is born, you should do another ma'isa kedushin. Kedeshe yachnisena b'kedushin shein b'am dofi. So you do a marriage that doesn't have any questions about it. Shein b'hem dofi. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes two different deus. Quotes this Rambam that says that it would work. So says the going back to the Shmos Yaakov. Hinei din zeh pashut v'aruch lefaneinu. He quotes the Torah, the Beis Yosef, the Shulchan Aruch, Eben Ezra. He quotes these two deus. V'ksas v'nachronim matmeim al Rambam. V'nichel b'tzorachin. And there are those that say, what's the Rambam talking about? The Gemara says when we paskin, Hamazakel Ubar Lokana, you can't buy something or have a transaction on behalf of an Ubar. So what's the Rambam talking about? But again, so now we go backwards. Where does the Rambam get this from? And who argues? The Torah quotes two deus about this, himself and the Rama and the Rambam. And the Rambam paskins, Beferish, that it works. Exactly what the Shulchan Aruch quoted. The Rambam in Hilchos Ishus Zayin Te Zayin says, Ha'omer l'chaveiro, M'yalda ishtacha nekeva, harayim u'kudeshes li, bazeh, lo amar klum. Man goes over to his friend, and his friend's wife is not even pregnant, then it's meaningless, says the Rambam. Bar vim haisa ishus chaveiro mi'uberes. If she's pregnant, v'hukar ha'ubar, harayim u'kudeshes. It works, says the Rambam, you can marry a fetus. Who do you give the ring to? The father. The Yira Li. And then the Rambam adds, and this is the Yira Li. We know the Rambam saying, this part is not based on sources. This is my Svara. But for the first part, has a quote, Yira Li. The Yira Li, this part, Shetzorach Lachzor, L'kadim Shosami Avia Achar Shetiv Aleid. After the baby is born, she do another Maisa Kedushin, Sheachnis Osabi Kedushin Shemem Dofi. That's the Shulchan Aruch quoted. It says the Ravid, Amar Avram, Lafia Alacha, Lo Nomar, Hukar, Uber, Mekudeshes, Elo Lazar, Blaz Ben Yaakov. Says the Ravid, we don't paskin like that. What's he referring to? We know the Rambam says, the Rambam himself, go back a couple of halachos. A man goes over to a woman and says, she's not Jewish. I want to make sure nobody else gets you. So I'm giving you a kedusha now. And when you become Jewish, you know, that's when the chalos kedusha should kick in. Right? A man goes over to a woman and says, I know you're married now, but I want to make sure that if anything happens, I'm next on the list. So I have a kodeshes li la'achar shetitkarshi. After you get divorced, I'm there. You know, I'm married. Says the Rambam, that's called adam ein adam makna davar shloba la'olam. So, and the Rambam paskins that way, right? That it doesn't work. But ein adam makna davar shloba la'olam. So where does this come from? It comes from the Gemara Maseches Kedushin. The Gemara Maseches Kedushin. You read the Mishnah. It sounds like the Rambam is totally wrong. The Mishnah says Samach Beis Amad Aleph in Maseches Kedushin. I'll marry to you all, you know, when I get divorced, when I convert, when you convert, when my wife dies, when your husband dies, all of that, it doesn't work. And then the Mishnah adds, try to marry a fetus, it doesn't work. That's the Mishnah. You stop here, Rambam is stuck. But you have to turn the page. Right? Turn the page, Samach Beis Amid Beis. Says the Gemara, relating this to a case of truma. I have grapes sitting in my backyard, and I have some grapes on the vine. So what happens if a person says, these grapes that I cut already, and these grapes that are on the vine. I want to eat these grapes that are cut already. They're delicious. But, not to give trumas and maestros. So the man says, you see those grapes on the vine that just are starting to blossom a little bit? I want those to be truma when I cut them in a few weeks for these grapes that are in my backyard that I want to eat right now. So does that work? The grapes, you can't give truma in mechubar when it's attached, and it didn't even grow yet. They're not even grapes yet. So does that work? So Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says, yes. Peres arugazu tulushin you truma, peres arugazu mechuberes. Sorry, the opposite. Peres arugazu mechuberes, you truma, peres arugazu tulushin. Likisha yeviyu shlish, when they become ripe, v'yitalshu, and they become detached, v'yiyu shlish, v'yitalshu, dvarav kayamin. It works. But then there's 2 days in the Gemara. First, the Gemara says, machlokas rabin of Yosef, does this apply if they've grown a little bit at least already? Or even they're edible for animals, or even if they didn't grow at all yet, right? That's the first question. And then the second day of the Gemara says, Keman Azla, who holds the following? Now we have a brisa relating to the Mishnah. The man says to his chaver, Im yod cheshkan akevanim kudeshes li lo amar klum, v'yom rabbi chanina, that's only if the wife isn't pregnant. But if the wife is pregnant, dvarev kayamin, then it works. The Gemara goes into, well, according to the sheet that says it has to have grown a little bit, maybe it's only if hukar ubra. If according to the sheet that says it didn't even have to be any grapes yet, even if lo hukar ubra. We're comparing dover shalo bololam in the world of grapes. If the grapes didn't grow at all yet, that's similar to a woman who's not even pregnant yet, or does not showing yet. According to the sheet that says she has to, the grapes have to have grown a little bit, at least roid for animals to eat, then that will be parallel to a woman who's at least after her first trimester. And then the Gemara quotes another daya that says maybe if it's is it only in a field that gets that's fed by rain, and therefore it's a natural process, or even an irrigated field where you're going to have to bring water. And the Gemara says if it's even an irrigated field, then everybody would agree that once there's hukar ubra, it would work. Either way, this is the whole discussion of the Gemara. Says the Rama, say Rov Rishonim, this whole discussion of the Gemara is within Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, who holds Adam Makna, Davar Shelo Bala Olam. You can't do a kinyan on something that's not here yet. But we don't paskin that way. We don't paskin that way. Even though there's a whole amud of Gemara within that shita, we don't paskin that way. The Rambam clearly holds that no. This detail of hukar ubra, it must be that that's bala olam. And even if you generally hold ein adam makne davar shlo bala olam, but this is even according to the shita that we hold of adam makne davar shlo bala olam. And that's why where the Rambam gets it from. The question is, how do you understand this Gemara? Is this Gemara libet dehilchos or not? That's what the Rambam paskins, that as long as the woman is pregnant and after the first trimester, the kiddushin would work. The Rif does not mention this whole discussion. Pashas, because the Beis Yosef says he doesn't hold of any of it, because he assumes it's like the sheet of Ein Adam Makna Davar Shelo Bala Olam. The Rush just quotes the Mishnah. What does the Mishnah say? If you try to marry a fetus, doesn't work. Doesn't quote any of the details of the Gemara. Obviously, because the Rush feels that it doesn't work. That's the first day of the Shulchan Aruch. Marry a fetus is meaningless, but the Rambam says otherwise. The Rambam says that it's worse. At least the Machlokas we've shown him. So before we get to the Lamaisa, the Shvus Yaakov continues. Part 2 of the Shvus Yaakov. But what's the svara? Don't we say in Choshe Mishpat that a fetus cannot acquire anything? Hamazakel uber lokana. I want to buy something. You know, there's a whole world of ayin hara out there. That's not halachic in terms of this regard. You know, some people who wouldn't do anything for their unborn child. You can't buy anything, right? Ayin hara. Again, this is common in many circles. You don't buy a crib. You don't buy a car seat. Nothing. Nothing until the baby's born. Because ayin hara. But we're talking about halachically. There you're not buying the crib for the baby to own. But so there's the Shvus Yaakov. How could I say this? Avagav de Dovash lo bala olam lo kana, says the Shvus Yaakov. But 1 second. You could be makdish a Dovash lo bala olam. Even if something's not here. Could the Isla Hedya, the Mishnah in Temura, right? That if I can make something hektish before it's born. Right, the Kakas of a Rambam, Perak Tesva, Miyachos Meiser Karbanas, Hamakdish Ubar B'Meyai Imo. I brought the Rambam. The Rambam says, right, in Tesvav, Hamakdish Ubar, Ha'omer Vlada Shalzu Ola Vushlam Devar Kayama, Shlam Vlada Ola, and Lukak Naskavin, Vingamar, let me just see if I can find it. Ha'omer Yada Shalzu talks about all. Ha'omer, the Rambam says here in Perak Tesvav, he quotes it. Hamakdish uber b'mei ima avi hektish. Says the Rambam, if it works by hektish, it works by kiddushin. Separate sugya, but we know there are many parallels between marriage and hektish. Same word. The kiddushin, the daf beis. Why do we use kariyat mukudesh esli? Asar akulei alma kehektish. Right? The woman is now asar to the whole world, like hektish becomes asar to the whole world. That's a beautiful sugya about the parallels between kiddushin and hektish. So the Shvus Yaakov uses that here. Just like you can be makdash davash lo olam, that's the svar for the Rambam, that you can be married to a davar shalo bala olam. The kiman dilin yehektish yuchal lahakdash ha'ubar, gamlin yekiddushin mo'ol lakadish ubar. Umipizeh, and that's my answer to the question that everybody asks on the Rambam. The Rambam says, there in that same halacha, tesvav aleph, in Maisa Karbanis, there is no chazara by hektish toch kedei dibur. Usually we know, in halacha, you have a certain amount of a retraction time. Toch kedei dibur, right? The same bracha, same time, same talamata. Right? There are something like, I forgot to say something, and I could switch within a few seconds. Right? So usually we have that principle, toch kedei dibur. The Gemara in the Daram Daf Pizayin says, four exceptions to the rule. Four exceptions where we say there is no chazara toch kedei dibur. And the Ran says there, important Ran, because these things are so important, people aren't going to fool around with it. And you're going to focus on it. And, you know, if you said something wrong, tough luck. What are those four? Kiddushin Gerushin. Right? Kiddushin, if somebody goes over to a woman, Harem Kudash, just joking. No, you can't go back. You can't retract. Right? Or by Gerushin. Says the Gemara. Cursing God, you can't retract. Avodah Zarah, Mekadesh, Umagarish. Those are the four exceptions to the rule. And the Rambam, we should explain why those four exceptions. But the Rambam says it by Makdish also. If you give something to the Beis Hamikdash, you can't retract within Toke de Dibur. Why not? Says the Shos Yaakov. Because it says Mekadesh. So Makdish is related to Mekadesh. Kiddushin and Hektish have the same rules. And there are many other examples on the list. Maybe to mention just one more, and then we'll have a separate shiur about this. One more, right? The Mishnah, the Gemara in Nedarim also, the Gemara in Nedarim Adavav talks about Yados, Yad. What's a Yad? Yad, if I say something, but I don't say the full formulation of what I have to say. That's called a Yad, like a handle. A Yadid is a handle of a kli. So the first Mishnah in Nedarim, Yad. Let's say, is there a Yad for a Shvuah? Or a yad for a neder. I don't say formulate the entire neder, but basically you know what I mean. That's called a yad. A kinu is a nickname, a different word used. But a yad is, I left out some words. I think Gemara talks about two different types of yados. Yadayim mochichos, yadayim she'ena mochichos. But the Gemara there talks about, where is it? Vavam abeis. Is there a yad for all these different areas in halakha? There's a yad for nedarim. What about for kiddushin? What about for peah? Whenever you need a verbalization of something, do we say that if you said half the lashon, that would be good enough? So the Tosfos and the Rush there says, the Gemara asks about a yad l'kiddushin, mehecha tesi yad l'kiddushin. Why would you ever think that if you don't say the complete verbal words, formula that you need for marriage, that it would work. You only don't know about a darim because it's buried into Naziris. So maybe it's limited to certain areas of halacha. Says Tosva, says the Rosh, well, you know it by Hekdesh. And if you know it by Hekdesh, so then you would know it by, you know it by Kiddushin, you know it by Kiddushin as well. Okay, so that is the next stage of the Shvus Yaakov. So says the Shvus Yaakov, one final discussion. Maybe it's a Svek Sveka. Maybe you should be able to be Mako. Remember, what are the kids we're talking about? He wants to marry the older sister. And it is that called Achos Isha marriage? So now the Shvus Yaakov says, well, what did I say so far? You shouldn't do it, because the Rambam says you can't. You're already married to the first one. So he says, maybe it's a Svek Sveka. Maybe the woman would have a baby boy. That is not a problem. And even if it's a girl, maybe we don't pass him like the Rambam. Right? Or you might say, maybe it's a Nefel. Maybe it's not going to live. Says the Shvus Yaakov, but it's a Machlokas. And it's the Rambam. So even if you want to say Svek Sveka, why enter yourself into such a situation? And he doesn't say, it's your fault for marrying her when you were half drunk. He doesn't mention that, but now he's just going through the reality. He's not giving Musser. He's just saying, he says, even if you want to say, maybe it's a Svek Sveka, mide Sveka deplukted Ravas alonavka, vavisafik kedushin. Ve'alvagadavi Svek Sveka, shemi evlad zachar, vintalon somar nekeba, akadi ikasveka deplukta, I is kedushin le'ubar. Interesting to even use that as a suffix. That's a big discussion in Psak. But still, he says, don't get involved, and therefore, I'm sorry, but you can't marry the older sister because it's at least a suffix. Maybe after you marry the other one, you want to divorce her, you still can't marry the older sister because that's Achuz Isha, unless there's death. Only Arayas that changes, as we saw earlier in the Masechta, is about death. There's a lot of lumdus here about marrying the Ubar, which we're not going to get fully into now. How can you marry an Ubar? Where's the Maisa Kiddushin? So you can say the Maisa Kiddushin is with the father. But there's no full Chalos Kiddushin yet. There's a Reb Chaim on that Rambam. Feel free to look it up, that there could be a Maisa Kiddushin is done already, but there's not a full effect of the Kiddushin, a Chalos Kiddushin. It relates to the issue of what the problem is by Haknoah Dover Shlo Bala Olam. Is that a problem of the Maisa? Is that a problem of seriousness, Michos Das? That's a big discussion, but we'll leave that for now. Okay, but Ubar, there's a lot of halachas that relate to Ubar. This is one of them about trying to marry in Ubar.